Classical South Indian
Bharatnatyam.
Okay, great, thank you. Indian dance. Okay, what are you finished reading here?
Rajasthani.
And
wait, where are you?
And
Tamil Nadu regional folk dances and Bollywood styles.
Thank you very much. I did that out of respect, okay? the dancers include Kavita Kumar and Mini Sharma. And Ms. Sharma will also provide choreography. So welcome to the stage, Yatra.
Namaste. Some of you were here this morning and saw a glimpse into our classical dance forms. And so what I'm going to say is probably a repetition. But I thought for the benefit of the larger audience, I would just repeat myself. Indian dance has a long history, as Leo said. Some of our traditions come from the Vedas, which are our religious scriptures, and they date back to about 5,000 BC. So some of our traditions are still the same. There has been a lot of modification. There's been a lot of borrowing and giving and adaptations and variations. And I think that's what adds to the beauty of any classical form. What we are trying to do here is this dance is called Taal, which means rhythm. But it's a love song where there are three young girls who are... there is no real guy that they're waiting for, but they're waiting for this idea of their perfect guy, and they're sort of, you know, waiting for them and dreaming about him, and they're very happy because they think they're in love. And this is inspired by a Bollywood... As I said in the morning, there are, you know, Indian dance can be like three different forms. One is the classical, which is pure dance, which is, you know, rather regimented, and the style is much more, it's fluid, but there's a lot of rigidity in it. There's the folk dances, which are, you know, specific to different states of India, and they also coincide and are done to celebrate a lot of festivals. So it's, you know, to celebrate the cycles and seasons and marriages and harvest and so on and so forth. And the last kind of dance, which is more contemporary and very popular, not only in India, but now in the United States, is as I said, Bollywood, which is the equivalent of Hollywood, which actually Bollywood makes more movies than Hollywood each year, but it's the equivalent of the film industry that's here. So this is sort of, you know, inspired from that. The song is based from a Hindi movie, and if you have any other questions later on, any of us would be happy to talk to you about it. Thank you, and this is Taal.
Okay, they're gonna change clothes, but we have another group of performers that are coming right now. So if you welcome them with a big round of applause, please. See, you should never leave the Florida Folk Life Program stage because there's always good, always something good happening here, so.
Hi everyone, how are you? Okay, we're doing another series of Indian dancing for you. And in this piece, we've incorporated three separate different songs. I'm trying to depict the various cultures within India. So the first dance is more a classical-based dance. It's from a Hindi movie called Devdas, and that's more classical dancing and things like that. The second piece that we're doing is from the state Rajasthan, and that dance is also a little classical. It has an Arabic influence, and it's a more contemporary piece. And the third dance that we're doing is the grand finale. It's a fast-paced dance from the state of Punjab.
Sure, I will. How are you guys doing today? Our last dance is a Bhangra dance, which is from, like you said, the state of Punjab, which is in the northern part of India. It's unlike the traditional dances, it's more beat-driven and not emotional and slow. It's very, very beat-driven. It's very fast. Yeah, it's done during harvest time up there, but it's very comparable to the American style of dancing. There's a lot of movement, a lot of formations that we change. It's kind of like what you would see in a typical musical or in a Bollywood movie, henceforth the glasses, because I'm all Hollywood now. So hope you guys enjoy it. We're going to do that in starting in a couple moments.
Yeah, one of our performers just finished, and she's on her way changing right now, so we'll be dancing in about 5 minutes. So if you guys want to hang around, we'll be out shortly.
Any questions? Come on, comments. Okay, we have a question over here.
What's the reasoning and purpose behind the red dye on the hands and feet?
Did everyone hear that question? It was, what was the purpose of the red dye on our hands? That's basically, it's just for culture decoration as well as the...
Sometimes the gestures, if you are doing in front of the stage, we cannot see the gestures. Those who are sitting there, they are not visible. I mean, they cannot see the gestures and the mudras all doing in the dance. So for that purpose, we just do it for decoration and just to see, to the visibility.
Yeah, it's also done on the feet also, the toes as well, so you can see. Okay. Anyone?
Any other questions? This is your time to learn about it. You have a question back there? Any other questions? Okay, over here, we have a question over here.
The previous Indian dancer said it took, had a guru and the 12 years of training before dancing. I was wondering if you all did for this group.
Thank you.
For that particular type of dancing, it's an ancient Indian classical dance called Bharatanatyam, and that dance requires years, I mean, 11 to 12 years of hard, like, training, and, you know, it's very, very disciplined dancing. Yeah, so for this dance particularly, we don't really need to take classes. It's more of a cultured dance, but it incorporates a lot of the classical dance that we do get trained on, so... Have a question?
Let me see if we get over here.
Would you explain the third eye and why you cover it? The bindi?
Talk about the bindi.
No.
No. Okay. Okay, the bindi is... It's believed that this, you know, the middle of your forehead or your forehead is a very high energy concentrated area. It's got all sorts of nerve endings, and even, you know, it's the highest chakra for those who are familiar with yoga. And you know, we say that this is just folklore probably, but we say that women have their sixth sense hidden there, and we, you know, women wear the bindi to protect the sixth sense. Now, don't ask me why men don't wear it, because my answer would be very sexist. But so that's one of the reasons. But now, of course, a lot of it is cosmetic. Earlier, you know, some of our parents still wear vermilion for red, turmeric for yellow, coal for black. But now, you know, it's as easy as a sticker. And we sort of match it with our clothes, and that's how the bindi itself is changed. So if you're wearing blue dress, we wear a blue bindi and so on. But it's a very focal point for energy and intuition, or, you know, whatever you might want to call that sixth sense. But that's what we say. Oh, yeah, and most married women, like you see Auntie G here, which is Kavita's mother, she's wearing a big red one, and that stands for a married woman. It's one of the symbols that married women wear, along with, you know, one of the chains. And it's equivalent to a ring that they wear here, married men and women. And the unmarried women, we wear a small black one. But now, of course, as I said, we wear it to match our clothes. But the small black one is for unmarried women, and the big red one is for married women. Thanks.
Are there any other questions from the audience while we're waiting?
Oh, might as well take this opportunity. This is a statue of Lord Nataraj, N-A-T-A-R-A-J-A, Nataraj. And he's the god of dance, and we all, you know, all dancers worship him. He's actually an incarnation of Lord Shiva, who is one of the three, you know, the Trinity. There's Vishnu, the creator. Oh, Brahma, sorry. Brahma, the creator. Vishnu, the maintainer. And Shiva, the destroyer. So he's associated with that. And he's also the god of dance. And at his feet, he sort of is... kicking or sort of suppressing the dwarf of ignorance called Mukhalaya. So that's our god.
Are they ready? Any other questions while we're waiting?
Well, while they're setting up the music, and sorry it's taking a while, we'll do something. We can, what we'll do is we'll show you some hand gestures, and you can guess what they are.
Okay.
Some of them are very universal. Like yesterday, we had a hand gestures discussion in the morning. There was a flamenco dancer, there was a Hawaiian dancer, and a couple of others, and we, you know, saw how there's so much universality in all the hand gestures that we do. But we can do some, and you can guess. So you can give us some, and we'll do it, or something like that.
Okay.
Do
one.
control the bird. Show the worm. Show the worm.
Hey, do la re, do la re, do la, hey, do la re. Hum, 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 h
Thank you very, very much. Jatra, give him another round of applause, please. It's an Indian dances